What do you think caused the housing crisis? And I guess to begin with, what do you think caused the housing bubble from 2001 to 2007?
Without being too technical about it, we had a long period of very low rates, and we had a terrible erosion underwriting standards, and those two things together caused a huge overinvestment in housing, and Americans were allowed to borrow a huge amount relative to income and their housing value, and when the storm hit, you know, things came crashing.
I agree. Who do you think in the country had more influence over interest rates than anybody else? Can you think of a body, maybe in New York? It has a lot of bankers involved with
it.
Central bank.
You want me to say the New York Federal
Reserve? Yeah, maybe. Maybe the New York Fed. Maybe the Open Market Committee.
You were right that I was vice chairman of the FOMC, and I was president of the New York Fed for a five-year period. And I started in the fall of 2003.
Here's my point. I hate to interrupt you, but I got a really short time. You know, interest rates I see as sort of the price of money, and they should fluctuate somewhat based on the demand for the money. If government controls the interest rates and you obscure the market forces, as an economy heats up, people are bidding for money, the price of the money goes up, and you get a tamponading effect and a slowing down of the economy. If you don't do that, if interest rates are not allowed to rise, the economy keeps going, but it's an illusion. That illusion is a bubble, and it bursts. That's bad policy, but that's still what we're in today, that we still want to have no interest rates and we want to spur growth out of nothing. We want to create this illusion, but the illusion's gone. That's why you can't get the economy growing again.
Well, do you want long rates to be higher today?
I want the market to control what rates are. I can't condone. The Soviet Union failed because they could not determine the price of bread. We are in a failure as a country now because we're trying to determine the price of money, and we shouldn't have individual central bankers determining the price of money, because when they do, they make mistakes because they're fallible and they're human. And as Hayek said, it's this pretense of knowledge that you think you're, and I don't mean this as an insult to you, but people think they're smart enough somehow to tell us what the price of money should be.
You and I may have more in common than you fear, but on this basic question, the Fed doesn't have the ability to affect all interest rates across the economy. What they only do is affect, but I'm commenting about monetary policy now, which I'm not supposed to do, the short-term interest rate. So they can't control the long rate. They can have some effect in terms of crisis about those basic things, but they can't do what you fear they're trying to do.
So why do you think interest rates were low? It was a market force that kept interest rates low for 7 or 8 years and had nothing to do with the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee?
I'm coming at monetary policy, which I generally try not to do as Secretary of the Treasury, just to protect the independence of the Fed. And this would take us a longer period of time. But I think most economists who look back over the period would say that because in 2001 and 2002 we had a recession, rates were low coming out of that recession. And as you know, you had a huge set of global forces that caused a huge amount of investment in the United States over that period of time, and that helped keep long-term rates down over that period of time. But as I said, the reason why we had that boom in housing and elsewhere was because we had a long period of low rates, and we had a terrible erosion in underwriting standards across the financial system, complete breakdown of basic controls on risk and safeguards, and those two things together were very damaging.